So what comes after communication?
Discipline through decoding behavior.
The D word.
Well, I knew when I was putting the series together that most parents would probably not attend a parenting series that didn't address discipline. And it's really, I call it proactive discipline, because it's about meeting needs. It's not about controlling children's behavior. Because, again, my experience is when their needs are met, we don't need to control their behavior. They don't need to use their behavior to communicate their unmet needs to us. So in that class is really where everything finally starts to come together. And I ask parents to make a list of all the behaviors that children do that really push their buttons. And we learn how to decode those behaviors. And in the process of trying to move from coercion parenting, which is the model most of us have, to connection parenting, our buttons are going to get pushed. It is inevitable. And I figured out a way to get back on track when our buttons get pushed, because I experience this as well, and I teach it. And I call it the three R's of connection parenting. And the three R's are rewind, repair, and replay. So as soon as we realize we've done something that's created a disconnect, we have to go back and acknowledge that. So an example would be, you know, the way that I said that to you wasn't very kind, or it wasn't very respectful, and I apologize for that. Will you forgive me? So that's the repair. And then the replay is to do it the way we consciously and intentionally would like to do that. And we may find ourselves doing that many times while we're in that process of moving from coercion to connection. The double benefit of doing that is that we're modeling that for children. And they can see that sometimes they are going to speak or behave in a way that's hurtful, that they can rewind, that they can go back and say, that wasn't very kind of me, and I'm sorry. And then they can do it a different way. We can replay the scene in the conscious, intentional way that we would like to do that. You know, one of the ways that we know that we've created a disconnect with a child is, well, actually, there are three ways, and they will manifest either one of them or all three of them. And that is, they won't look at us, they won't make eye contact, they won't talk to us, and they won't accept our touch. If a child is doing any of those three things, we know that we've said or done something hurtful that has created a disconnect. If we're not being respectful to children and meeting their needs, we're hurting them. And they let us know that by their behavior. So if we've created a disconnect with a child, we've lost all our power. It's just like when you unplug a lamp, there's no more power there.
Oh, yeah.
So in order to get back into the relationship, in order to reconnect, that's when we go back and rewind and repair it and replay it and do it over again. And the more often we do that, the more it will become as second nature to us as the way our recordings have it.